Chapter 10. The next day at lunch, Darryl was eating with Harold.
"I heard about your match last night against Lakin," Harold said.
"I lost," Darryl replied bitterly.
"I heard you were good, though."
"Who told you that?"
"I heard kids talking in homeroom."
Darryl grunted. His uncle's words haunted him.
"Yo, I'm thinking about joining wrestling because of you, Darryl."
Harold stared at him.
"At first, I didn't think you'd stick with it, but you did. Not only that, you look bigger and you seem stronger."
"I'm thinking that wrestling could do the same for me," Harold confessed. Darryl thought Harold was only saying things he thought Darryl needed to hear, but the look in his eyes told Darryl that his friend was serious. Darryl did not know what to say. Harold was the only kid Darryl knew who could understand what he was going through. For him to say what he did meant a lot.
"You should join," Darryl said to his friend.
"Hey, if I can do it, you can do it." As they ate, the boys watched one of the cafeteria workers on the other side of the room cleaning a mess of spilled vegetables on the floor. The woman looked like someone's grandmother. She seemed to have trouble bending to pick up the last of the mess. Whenever she leaned over, she rested one of her hands on her back as if it was sore. Darryl felt sorry that she had such a hard job. He remembered how Harold's grandmother had helped him pick up oranges the day Tyree attacked him on the street. He got up to help her. Since he arrived at the high school, Darryl had rarely ventured to the other side of the cafeteria. Like other kids at Blueford, he and Harold sat at the same table every day. Darryl knew that Tyree and his friends sat at a table in the far corner of the cafeteria. As he approached the mess, he saw several people from the wrestling team. He had never noticed before that they were in his lunch period. Craig and Luis were at one table with some other students. Farther back, Kevin was sitting with an attractive girl. Darryl bent down to help the old woman with the mess.
"Oh, thank you," she said. "I don't usually get help, and my back has been giving me trouble for the last few months. What's your name? I've never seen you before."
"I'm Darryl Mercer," he replied, cleaning up the last of the spilled vegetables.
"Well, Darryl, you can call me Miss B," she said with a smile. "Tell your mama she did a good job with you."
"Thanks." Darryl wanted to sit with his friends from the team, but he knew that would leave Harold alone. When he returned to his table, Harold was smiling.
"What are you smiling at?" Darryl asked.
"When you got up to help Miss B, Amber Lynn was watching you the whole time. I could tell by the way she was looking that she likes you. Darryl, you just got to do something about that."
There were those words again, Darryl thought. Do something. The same words that Coach Lewis had screamed to him in the wrestling match. Almost automatically, Darryl heard himself responding to Harold.
"I'm going to talk to Amber Lynn at the dance this Friday," he said.
"For real?" Harold exclaimed, looking shocked.
"Yeah, I'm gonna go."
Darryl could barely believe his own words. He knew Harold was surprised. Less than 2 months ago, Darryl was a scared and lonely kid who wanted to run back to Philadelphia. Now he was on the wrestling team and preparing to go to a dance to meet a girl. But each Friday when he paid Tyree, he felt as scared as he did during his first days at Blueford. That had not changed. Deep inside, Darryl knew that what he wanted would not come until he confronted Tyree, that nothing would be different as long as he kept paying him. But he was afraid to stop. Tyree and his friends would come after him if the money stopped, and Darryl knew he would have nowhere to hide. Thinking about it made Darryl shudder.
"Well, then I'll go too," Harold said, breaking Darryl's thoughts. "I've never been to a dance before."
Then he added shyly, "Maybe Cindy Gibson will be there, too."
"Cindy Gibson? Who's that?"
"She lives down the hall from our apartment. She's friends with Jamie and Amber Lynn."
"Well, if Jamie and Amber Lynn are going, she'll probably be there, too."
"I hope so," Harold smiled. The two boys shook hands and agreed they would go to the dance together. At 8 o'clock Friday evening, Darryl and Harold met in front of Blueford. Dozens of students were streaming into the school when they arrived.
Some were dropped off from cars and others were walking in large groups. Darryl and Harold joined a crowd heading down the school's main hallway towards the cafeteria. Several police officers, as well as a handful of parents and teachers, lined the hallways to make sure there would be no trouble at the dance. One of the teachers was Mr. Mitchell. Seeing so many adults made Darryl feel safer.
"Look at that," Harold said, pointing forward.
A police officer with a metal detector was up ahead of them. People were being checked for guns and knives before being led into the dance.
"Man, it looks like a prison, not a school,"
Darryl replied. Still, he was grateful people were being checked for weapons.
"At least Tyree won't have his knife," he thought.
As they neared the cafeteria, Darryl felt the deep, rhythmic thumping of dance music growing stronger and stronger. Just outside the cafeteria doors, he could feel the beat vibrating in his chest and stomach. Darryl was nervous. He wondered if Amber Lynn would even be there.
"I hope Sidney is here," Harold said suddenly.
"Yeah, I know what you're saying. I hope Amber Lynn's here, or I'm going to feel pretty stupid," Darryl replied.
"She's the reason I'm here."
The cafeteria was rapidly filling up with kids. All the lunch tables had been cleared out to make a giant dance floor, and snowflakes and other winter decorations had been taped to the walls. Every minute, more and more kids arrived. Darryl recognized some from his classes. Soon the cafeteria was nearly as full as it was at lunchtime. Some students were starting to dance. Darryl looked for Amber Lynn, but he couldn't find her. He decided to buy a soda. Darryl pulled a crumpled $10 bill from his pocket. Before he left, his mother had told him he looked handsome. Then, adding that he should have fun, she gave him the money. As he paid for the drink, Darryl realized it was the first time in months that he had money which was not going to Tyree. He imagined the smirk on Tyree's face each time Darryl gave him his mother's money. He wished he would never see that smirk again. He shoved the change into his pocket and went back to join Harold. The dance floor continued to fill up. So many people had arrived that it was impossible to see over the crowd to the other side of the cafeteria. Darryl guessed that there were several hundred people in the crowd, maybe more. He worried that Amber Lynn might not come after all.
"Look, there she is," Harold said, pointing. "Over there."
Jamie and Amber Lynn were weaving through the crowd to get to the dance floor. Darryl's heart raced.
"Man, she looks good," Harold exclaimed.
He took a gulp of Darryl's soda.
"So what you gonna do?"
Darryl shrugged. He was nervous. Wearing a snug blue dress for the dance, Amber Lynn looked like a model out of a magazine. She also looked like someone who would never be interested in a guy like him, he thought.
"I don't know, Harold. Look at her."
"You mean you came all this way so you could talk to her, and now you're not going to do anything except sit here? Get over there. I saw the way she looked at you at lunch. Go over and talk to her," Harold demanded.
Just then, Darryl saw Cindy walk by with a few of her friends.
"Hey, there's Cindy," he said.
Harold turned to look at her. Darryl could tell by the expression on Harold's face that he was suddenly nervous, too.
"So what are you going to do?" he asked.
Harold smiled and shrugged his shoulders. Darryl knew Harold was right. He had to try to talk to Amber Lynn, but he had no idea what he would say. He imagined himself stuttering and making a fool of himself. How could he ever go near her? But a voice in his head told him he had to. If he didn't talk to her, the voice said, he would be defeating himself again. If he wanted something to happen, he had to do something. When he imagined her laughing at him, he cringed. But when he imagined himself being too scared to approach her, he hated himself. He was tired of being scared. In either case, he realized he would not end up with Amber Lynn. But if he spoke to her, at least he would know that he was not letting his fear beat him. He started walking over towards her.
"Where are you going, Darryl?"
Harold asked. Darryl kept walking. He didn't want anything to stop him. He saw her in front of a group of students. She was saying something to Jamie as he approached. Jamie saw him first.
"Hey, Darryl, what's up?"
Jamie asked with a wide grin on her face. Amberlynn, I'm going to get something to drink. I'll be right back, he said. Then she left.
Daryl looked at Amberlynn. She smiled at him.
Hi, Daryl, she said warmly. I saw you wrestle the other day. You looked so good out there. I couldn't believe it was your first match.
Thanks, Daryl said. He didn't know what to say to her. Maybe what Jamie said was true, he thought. Maybe she did like him.
I still have a lot to learn, he said.
He was embarrassed about losing, but she didn't seem to hold it against him.
Look, Daryl, I've been meaning to talk to you. I'm sorry about what happened that day in English class with Tyree. I felt horrible. I should have never said what I did about you, she said.
Daryl was surprised at how sincere she sounded.
Amberlynn, I'm the one who should be sorry, Daryl replied. I brought all that on you. I wish it never happened.
He shook his head.
Why don't we just put it behind us, okay? Amberlynn said.
Deal, Daryl said.
He noticed the music had softened and people were pairing up to dance in couples.
You want to dance? He asked.
He couldn't believe that he had said it. He was almost certain she would laugh.
Yeah, she answered. I was hoping you'd ask.
Daryl put his arms around Amberlynn's waist and pulled her gently to him. He noticed that he was about as tall as she was, though when they first met, she seemed a bit taller. As he danced, he felt her warm hands around his neck. He didn't want the dance to end. But then he saw a familiar face through the corner of his eye. Rodney was standing at the edge of the crowd of dancers. He was watching them, a tight-lipped grin plastered on his face. Daryl knew that if Rodney was around, Tyree was not far away. His pulse started to pound. He wasn't sure what to do. He didn't want to tell Amberlynn he was afraid, but he didn't want to cause another embarrassing moment for her like the one in English class. The slow song was ending and a faster song was already starting. Daryl knew he had to get away from Amberlynn or else both of them would be targets.
Amberlynn, I'll be right back, Daryl said.
Where are you going?
She asked. He could tell by the look on her face that she was confused.
I have to tell Harold something. I'll be right back.
He walked back to where he had been standing when he arrived at the dance. He couldn't see Harold or Rodney. The cafeteria was dark except for a few weak lights over the dance floor. Crowds of students seemed to bounce and sway in unison, and the beat of the music grew louder and more intense. Daryl felt like he was trapped inside a giant heart that pumped and throbbed around him. He was scared. The only idea he could think of was to find Mr. Mitchell, but he didn't know what he could say even if he found him. Nothing had happened. Not yet. Daryl was moving quickly towards the hallway when he felt a large hand grip the back of his neck.
Why you in such a hurry, midget man? You and me got some talking to do.
It was Tyree. Tyree steered him forward. Daryl wasn't sure where he was going until he was shoved into the men's room. Several other kids came in. One of them stood outside the door to stop other kids from going in.
How much money did your mama give you tonight?
Tyree asked.
I ain't got no money, Daryl said.
Boy, don't you lie to me. I ain't playing games with you. I know you're sweating, Amberlynn. I can make you the biggest fool in this high school, and I'll drag her down there with you. She won't even look at your sorry face again, and the rest of the school will laugh every time you walk in the room.
Tyree stepped closer.
Man, everybody already knows you're a scared little punk. What they don't know is that you've been paying me each week. When I tell everyone that, people will laugh so loud they hear about you and your poor sorry mama all the way back in Philly. Now what you gonna do?
Tyree growled. Daryl hated Tyree, but he feared him more. Three of Tyree's friends, including Rodney, were in the bathroom. Daryl was cornered. He hoped a teacher would walk in and rescue him, but he was alone. He couldn't bear to think of what Amberlynn would say if she knew he gave money to Tyree each week. But most importantly, Daryl did not want Tyree to make fun of her. Slowly, he reached into his pocket and pulled out his mother's change.
See, He ain't as stupid as he looks,
Tyree said, creeping even closer to Daryl and grabbing the money.
Your mama must be real proud of you, Rodney added with a chuckle. Now, about Amber Lynn,
Tyree said, gripping Daryl's arm. Tyree's friends also grabbed him, their arms like thick ropes preventing him from escaping. Daryl struggled, but he was unable to free himself from the three boys' grasp. They yanked him over to the back of the bathroom where a large trash can stood.
Let go of me!
Daryl yelled. The boys lifted him off the ground and dropped him headfirst into the trash can. Daryl's face landed on a pile of wet paper towels and empty soda cans. Daryl winced at the heavy scent of orange soda and the chemical detergent the janitors used to clean the bathroom.
You ain't nothing but trash, Daryl. Remember that. Stay away from Amber Lynn or next time it'll be worse,
Tyree said. Daryl heard footsteps and then the sound of the bathroom door closing. Enraged, Daryl tried to pull himself from the can. With one great push, he managed to tip the trash can over, and he and all its contents spilled out onto the bathroom floor. Daryl stood up amidst the trash and saw his reflection in the mirror. Bits of paper were caught in his hair, and a soda stain marked his white shirt. Tears welled in his eyes. He never felt worse. Tyree and his friends were taking everything from him, and he was still too weak to protect himself. Wrestling had not helped him at all. A group of boys came in to use the bathroom.
Man, look at this guy,
one of them said. Another one laughed. Daryl stared into the mirror. A tear rolled off his face and dripped onto the tile floor. Daryl wanted to scream. He wanted to yell as loud as he could at the world for what it allowed to happen to him, for how it allowed Tyree to get away with everything. He wanted to curse God for allowing his world to be filled with so much torment. Daryl kicked the trash can, sending it smashing against the bathroom wall. Then, as the other boys left, Harold walked in.
Daryl, where you been? Amber Lynn is looking. What happened to you? Why you got trash in your hair?
Leave me alone,
Daryl screamed, rushing out of the bathroom. He shouldered his way through the crowd, stormed down the hallway, and made his way out of the school. He started to sprint as fast as his feet would carry him. He wanted to get away forever from the people who laughed when they saw him, who humiliated him when they got the chance. Daryl sprinted the mile back to his home, tears streaking down his face. The lights were out when he got back to the apartment. He went into his dark room, sat on his bed, and quietly wept.